Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Chelsea Amundson, and she's been heading up the Farmers Market USDA grant. And Farmers Market, Chelsea, first of all, good morning to you.
Good morning, LaVon.
People are shaking their heads when I tell them we're going to have a farmers market. They say, it's too cold.
Well, not at this farmers market, because it's going to be held indoors at the Cass County Community Center on Monday, November 24th from 4 to 8 p.m.
But it's going to have lots of those same goodies that you might have had outside and just extend the season a little bit. So let's take a look at some of the produce vendors. And, you know, there's lots of fall produce out there.
There is. We're going to have a great variety of winter produce, including squash, pumpkin, sweet potatoes, different types of onions, garlic, dried herbs. So there's going to be a lot of different food items. But in addition to the winter produce, we're also going to have a ton of great baked goods, such as breads and pies and different kinds of cakes and such.
Just in case you haven't had time to do that last pie, or maybe you've been invited out and you'd like to take some rolls or maybe one of the pumpkins or, you know, whatever, if you'd like to take a gift, well, you could take a food gift, but you could also take another kind of gift.
You can. We have a great variety of local hand crafters who have made different types of goods, including knitted goods and
some home decor, I think.
Home decor. There's also gift boxes of Lazy T's barbecue sauce, which many of you have probably heard of. That is from the area here. We'll have crocheted scarves and different types of leather cuffs made by Alvina's Attic. And she's in the area as well.
And then there's those goat people. You know, that's really getting to be quite an enterprise. And I think we have one food one and one non-food one.
We do. We have a producer called Does and Divas Dairy Incorporated, and they're bringing goat and sheep milk cheese as well as lotions and soaps. And then Desiree Farms, she will be bringing her famous goat milk soap that she has brought to many of the markets around Cass County this year.
And those make wonderful gifts, hostess gift now, or maybe you want to put it in somebody's stocking for Christmas. I mean, lots of opportunities here looking ahead to the various holidays. Now, there's a couple of unusual, I think, vendors. We're going to have some beer.
We will. CAB Brewery out of Carson are going to be bringing samples of their craft beer, and they are opening a tap room over in Carson, so it'll also be a great opportunity for them to promote their tap room that'll hopefully be opening up here in the next coming months.
All right, and then as I look down the list you gave me, Chelsea, I see there's going to be some kettle corn probably to take home, and we have to mention that there's going to be some chocolate chip cookies to snack on. You know, what's a fair, what's an event without carrying around some little snacks?
Exactly. A cup of chocolate chip cookies will be perfect this holiday season.
All right. And I think there's going to be a face painter for kids.
There will. Sarah, she has been at Produce in the Park many Thursdays during the summer, and she'll be there painting faces for the kids. There's also going to be a unique vendor out of Nora, Iowa called Early Morning Harvest, and they'll be bringing their grain milled flours, and so that's a really unique item that we get to feature at the market this year as well.
So in addition to, if people have been coming to farmers markets, you know, they know some of these vendors and the kinds of things they do, but you're going to get acquainted with some new vendors also.
Exactly. We're really excited because the vendors don't just focus on produce, but they focus on baked goods and handmade goods, but everything at this market will be local. It'll be handmade by someone local in our community, and that just really makes a special event.
We didn't mention jams and jellies, and that's another kind of thing that's good to add to your table. And you know, we've got 25 different vendors here, plus some other exhibitors. But if we have time, we'll mention those. But let's talk about, there's also an event that everybody who likes to cook and bake could get involved in.
There is. We're going to have a local foods best of market recipe contest, and that is sponsored by the Cass County Local Foods Policy Council. So we encourage everyone to send us their registration form and bring in your favorite holiday recipe. It needs to feature a local and seasonal produce, and that can be anywhere from apples to a squash or a sweet potato, anything that you can find here locally and is also seasonal for the holidays.
Mm-hmm. And so you have to think about, you know, this isn't going and opening a can of pumpkin that you bought off the shelf. You need to find a pumpkin. But you know, you could use your pumpkin pie recipe and make it out of squash, and the local squash is still available.
It is. You can get it at Bridgewater Farms, and I think Rolling Acres might have some as well. So contact those local producers and get your ingredients for the local foods recipe contest.
Okay, now there is a deadline date for registration, I believe.
It is. It's this Friday, November 21st.
Okay. And when do they need to bring their cooked, baked item?
We recommend bringing it right at 4 o'clock or just a little before the market starts, but you're welcome to drop it off at noon at the Cass County Extension Office or right there at the community building. We'll be there setting up, and so feel free to bring your entry then and come back at 5:30 for the judging.
And let's think about, in addition to the baked goods, I mean, I think that's kind of what comes to mind first, but there could be a soup, there could be a casserole, there could be a variety of things. Sweet potatoes can be, I don't know, hundreds, thousands of ways you can do sweet potatoes. Do you have a favorite sweet potato?
I do. I love sweet potato fries, and we just made them last night for dinner.
Good.
But do you mean a variety of sweet potato or just sweet potato recipe?
Yeah, just different ways to use those sweet potatoes. So, you know, then folks can come and taste and be one of the judges. There are going to be judges there, but they're also going to be those of you who attend.
That's right. Come out and try these different local food recipes, and you get a vote for your favorite, and the winner will get a People's Choice Award.
Okay. And there's nice awards for those winners, let me tell you. Okay. Is there something at the top of your list that you want to talk about? There's a couple of other things that I think we need to include, but what's on your mind?
There's one thing I want to mention, and I had the pleasure of trying one of these yesterday for the first time. We are going to have St. Louis gooey butter cakes at the market, made by a gal here in Atlantic, and they are just delicious. And so I encourage you to come out and try one of her samples. She'll be selling them by the piece, but also by the pie. And lastly, I'd love to mention some of the other exhibitors that are going to be at the market. They include Cass County Local Food Policy Council and the Farmers Markets of Cass County, as well as the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, the ISU Extension Office, Cass County Health System. We're going to have a celebrity chef, Beth Olson, the dietitian from Hy-Vee, will be there from 6:30 to 7:30. She'll be making a recipe featuring butternut squash, as well as Healthy Cass will be there promoting the walking and bike trails here in Atlantic and Cass County. And lastly, the YMCA is going to be talking about their new heart rate monitor program and some of their exercise classes and healthy living choices.
And then, while all this is going on, there's going to be some music, too.
There will be. Every hour we'll have a different musician. They're just playing kind of low-key fun stuff while you shop around. So bring your friends out and the kids, and there's a little something for everything.
Yes. I think this is going to be really exciting, Chelsea. I hope people will come, and, you know, even if they don't know that they need to buy something, they should come and just get in the mood, sort of. It's going to be great fun.
Exactly. We're going to have gifts and food and beer samples and food samples and then free apple cider. So come out, and we would love to have you just come out and support the producers, whether you buy anything or not.
Now, you mentioned free samples. You mentioned Beth Olson from Hy-Vee, but we're also going to have a couple of high school students. I always call them chefs in training.
We will have two students, and they have partnered up with two of our producers who are going to be at the market, and they're going to be featuring some of their produce in the recipes. And so come and try their recipes and take home one of the recipe cards with you, and maybe go home and cook it for the holidays.
Yeah. So lots of tasting going on and getting to see all of these folks that do produce the craft items, the handcrafted, homecrafted items, plus all of the food. And I know that some of the food producers, some of the vendors, do continue to provide those fresh things, homegrown things, kind of on into the winter. I mean, it's almost unbelievable. But when you think about some of them, potatoes, onions, squash, some of those. And then, you know what? We forget often to mention the local meat producers.
We have some great local meat producers, and at the market you can come and place an order for beef, pork, or chicken with one of our producers, and then they'll send that off to the butcher and get it processed for you, and then it'll be available to you. So don't forget that if you're planning your meals for the holidays, come and order your meat right here locally from one of our producers at the market.
Yeah. you can be sure that it's going to be tasty and that you can see the producer right there. And that's sort of one of the important things, I think, get to know your producers. So, Chelsea, let's remind folks again when and where.
It is the Harvest Market, and it will be held on Monday, November 24th from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center.
Thank you very much, Chelsea Amundson, who's been heading up this Farmers Market grant and promoting all of our vendors. Until next time, here's a thought. A true leader is a servant that feeds the talents of his or her followers.